It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May's show is here with topics you like. Out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
A-M-B-E-R-M-A-Y. That's fly. A-M-B-E-R-M-A-Y. That's fly.
Time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May's show is here with topics you like. Out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot. It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May's show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
And so his friend got to witness the true power of what God does. That he doesn't throw you in a situation and leaves you to fend for yourself. He puts you somewhere. He gives you an army of soldiers that are going to fight with you. And that's what he did. His friend now is a strong believer in Christ, writes wonderful music for Christ. He's constantly trying to better himself and pray and read. And I mean, you can tell that this man now has God in his heart. And there is no going back. He continues to move forward and forward. And I don't think that Rylan got cancer so that he can be saved. Right. But I think that
God used it.
Whenever bad things happen to us, we sing that song about all things work together for my good. Mm-hmm. And that's just the truth. When bad stuff happen, God always uses it to bless people because he loves us so much and he knows bad things are going to happen. And he's going to turn that bad situation to somehow some good is going to come out of it. Sometimes our loved ones pass on like mine did. But that doesn't mean that that was the end and nothing good came of it. There was a lot of good things that came about that. And people got to hear the salvation message. It really affected people. Hearts were open. You know, things like that. So even though sometimes we don't. You know, we do suffer loss, but God's always going to use it for good. And the good thing that I'm so happy about is your son is still here. And I love that. And I remember I pray for him all the time. And all the church members constantly were praying for him. When you guys were in the hospital, we always prayed for Rylan at the service every Sunday. And the pastor, Rylan's story affected every single member of the church. I'm 100% sure of that. I mean, everybody is so happy to see the progress that Rylan makes. I mean, he sings and he lifts his hand in worship and it touches my soul that he does that. And he has the biggest smile. He's the most cutest kid, the most loving kid. I mean, he's adorable. You just fall in love with him when you see him. You can't help it. It's just him. Just how it is. Now, what about your husband's cousin? Was your cousin the same as the friend where he wasn't really into church and then Rylan's situation kind of prompted him to go? Was it kind of similar to that or was he always a churchgoer?
A little bit. He used to go before and then he moved out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So when he came to town that week, he was actually coming to look for an apartment. And that was the same week Rylan got sick. So he found an apartment and he went back home to gather his stuff and prepare to move down here. And I think that once he got down here and once he's seen everything, like that was just his link. Like that was his, okay, God, like an encouragement to pray more, an encouragement to try and find the good. Because everybody wants, well, not everybody, but so many people want to get angry and yes. They want to get so mad that, why me or why this person or they're so young, why do they have to go through this? But I don't know, I guess I've always tried to find some sort of happiness or some sort of positive, because if you don't, there's this bitterness that'll sit in your heart, and honestly that's the last thing Rylan needs to see. Any cancer patient needs to see is they're the ones that are truly physically feeling it. You don't have a reason to be mad. If they're not mad, why are you mad?
Mm-hmm.
And so for Brad's cousin, seeing that Rylan was constantly so joyful and so fine, I think it helped his walk of like, okay, God, something good's going to come out of this. I don't know what, but something good's going to come out.
Well, we had great news. I mean, at church, and we all celebrated. What was the good news that we got about your son's health?
He went into remission a month later.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he still takes chemo on a daily basis, but it's he's in remission. There's no cancer showing in his body. They do make them do, because he's a boy, he does a 3.5-year treatment just to wipe the cancer out, make sure it doesn't come back. Because there is that chance that if they were to stop chemo right now, it would come back. Oh. So he's in remission because God is awesome and he uses medicines to help him.
Now, as a mom, did you do more research about what other things you can do for your son? I mean, how did this play out? Because some people just go on the web and get all crazy and things could get scary on the web. Was that part of the story here? Or
I did a little bit of research. Before he got sick, I looked up what the side effects of what the symptoms of leukemia were, what to look for if you think you have leukemia, or if you do have leukemia, like, what am I looking for? I think that kind of opened my eyes a little bit as to, okay, this is what it is. After he got diagnosed, the first thing the doctor said was, turn your phones off. They're going to be flooded with phone calls. They're going to be flooded with everybody's opinion and everybody's advice and everybody's herbal remedies or this remedy or that remedy, or it's because you ate this or you went there or you did that. He's like, just turn your phones off. And the very, very big thing that I want to tell you is do not get on Google. He's like, I am adamant. Whatever information you look at needs to come from us, because you're going to scare the life out of yourself if you start pulling up a bunch of stuff. Everybody's situation is different. So I've taken it with a grain of salt that I'll get online, and if it seems like it's, you know, something that might be, then yes. But if it's not, I have a leukemia support group for moms on my Facebook.
Fantastic.
In a way. Yeah. Yeah. Some of them are, they do way too much reading. So I kind of got to steer away from that. Mm-hmm. And then I do have some people that'll come and like, you need to do this or you need to do that. And honestly, Rylan is at one of the best hospitals. Mm-hmm. He isn't getting some treatment that nobody knows about. Like, he's getting the one that's the most widely researched, the one that's got the highest survival rate, which I hate that term, but
right.
The highest survival rate. It's the doctors that he has are just constantly, like, they're not, you can tell that they're not telling you what they want to hear. Because I asked the doctor one time, what if we were to stop treatment right now? Just because, like, he doesn't have any cancer in his body, he's in remission, like, the chemo's hard on him. And she looked at me dead in my eyes and she said, if I stop treatment right now, your son will die, will relapse, and I won't be able to fix it. And I was like, okay, that's all I needed to know.
Right.
I'm good. So, I mean, I think I have a wonderful God, and I have a very supportive group of people behind me. I have a husband that's not letting me do anything alone, even if he has to roll me out of bed to get Rylan's medicine. But, you know, we do it, and I don't have any reason to fear what's going on. I don't have a reason to doubt what his treatment plan is. So staying away from a lot of those sites is...
Okay. What a great blessing. I'm glad the doctor told you that. I think that's fantastic advice. Mm-hmm. I know that when things have hit me with different things, I have got the flooded phone calls, and I wish I didn't answer. And then I got all the advice, and I kind of pulled my hair because, like, you're not a doctor. I know you mean well, but it kind of gets overwhelming. Yeah. You know, if you're listening to the program and you are a friend of a patient, just keep this in mind. And it doesn't have to be involved with just cancer, but just overall, it can be a little overwhelming because you as a family are already going through so much change really fast and so much adjusting for that. And then to see your little one hurting, I mean, you can get information overload. And as mm-hmm. much as people mean it in love, it can be too much. Yeah. So just... I'm so glad you said that. That's really good advice for people. I guess the best thing to do is pray, offer meals, you
and
know.
Meals came. We had so many meals. I mean, I don't think that I had to cook dinner for well over a month.
That's awesome.
If not, close to 2 months. And There was food in the fridge at our church. There was food at one friend's house. There was food at another friend's house. I mean, it was, I don't think we finished all the food. I think other people were busted because it was a lot. I mean, we had food at the hospital and food at home. We had a wonderful, wonderful family that knew we were at the hospital, and they went grocery shopping and bought a ridiculous amount. And at the time, my baby was on formula, and we all know formula is not cheap. Mm-mm. They brought 3-4 cans, wow, like the big Sam's Costco boxes of formula,
yeah, and
food for days. I mean, the blessings were just pouring in.
If you could give advice to a mom, or if that was a mother telling you, my son or my daughter just got diagnosed, what would you say to them?
I would say, and as hard as it is to hear, don't cry over what you can't control. Don't put too much energy into something that you can't change. I can't change the outcome. I can't change the fact that Rylan's going to be on chemo for Tully's in 2016. I can't. Like, Rylan's has moments where his legs don't work right. When he's on steroids, being completely honest, I only know my son, depending on how long the month is, I only know him 1 to 2 weeks out of the month. The other 2 to 3 weeks, I have no clue who that little boy is. But knowing that there's nothing I can do to fix that except hold him if he lets me or walk away when I need to helps, because there's so many times where you want to get mad and you want to just sit there and shut the door and just cry and cry and cry. It's not going to change the outcome. The only thing that's going to change the outcome is your decision to just let it go. Because God's going to do whatever his will is. He's got it all laid out. And he's already there. He already knows what these next few years are going to look like. He knew. I say it like, for a mother to know that her child has cancer before a doctor knows that her child has cancer is not natural.
Mm-mm.
And it's the release of control, and I have a serious problem with control, but being able to let that control go and just sitting back and saying, okay, God, you lead, you do this, because right now I want to be scared and I want to be angry and I want to just let the anxiety flow in because I feel like that'll make everything better. And it's really not, because you may have another child that's watching. You have the child that's going through it, that's watching. And if that child sees you scared, you've just put fear in his heart. Rylan has never seen Brad and I cry over this. He's never seen our pain of watching him go through whatever he goes through. And all he has seen is, you feel sick? What do we need to do? Pray. And we had a man that goes to church with us recently was diagnosed with cancer. And we were driving to take him a meal, and Rylan says, Mom, just randomly, we're driving, and he's like, Mom, I think we need to pray for Mr. Patrick. Mm. And I kind of looked at him, and I'm driving, and I said, Rylan, why don't you go first? Like, just to see, like, what's going to come out of his little mouth. And he says, okay. And he adjusts himself in his seat, and he goes, Jesus, thank you for Mr. Patrick. And he's going on and on, and he goes, and Jesus, please use me. Use me to help Mr. Patrick. And I remember just sitting there like, oh my God, I don't know you right now. I don't know who you are. And I don't know why they sent you to me, wow, but I could not be more blessed.
Oh my gosh, that's so mature for a little 5-year-old, yeah, to come up with something like that.
Just randomly. I mean, we weren't even talking about praying. We were just driving to take dinner to this couple from our church. And Rylan's just like, I think we need to pray for him. Just, oh my gosh. Yes, like it's,
Does Patrick know about that?
I think I told his wife.
What a blessing.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, I just think, you know what, God, I can't do anything except believe that you're going to help us and you're going to carry us, and he has.
If you would like to follow Rylan Kruger's story, you could always visit his Caring Bridge page at caringbridge.org/visit/Rylan, R-Y-L-A-N, Kruger, K-R-U-E-G-E-R. That's caringbridge.org/visit/Rylan Kruger.